Appreciate being here today. We do have a burden upon our hearts. We need the Lord to help us. I know the Lord is able to help us. I know the Lord is able to give us what we need in our soul. I love the truth. The Lord has helped us, and He's even gave us a different car that we appreciate. He's always supplied my needs. I appreciate that so much. I want to live for the Lord. And I want to make heaven my home. That is my desire today, that I will make heaven my home. You know, we're living in perilous times, difficult times, where the enemy is, I feel like, that is working so hard. And he is trying to deceive everyone. He don't want you to make heaven your home. And I pray the Lord to help us out here today and bless us. I want to turn to the 24th chapter of Matthew, the very familiar scriptures. It said here in the 12th verse, thank you. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many, it said, the love of many shall wax cold. We understand wax is gradually. You know, this is why that we really need someone to direct our path. And it said here, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end. In other words, we are going to have to be saved. We get saved, but we're going to have to be saved at the end of our journey. And so I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out here this afternoon, that He'll give us something that we can hold on to, something that we could fight the enemy with, and that we will go through with victory. I mean victory in our soul. We need victory. Victory is a very important thing in our life. And I pray today to help us out. Now I want to turn to Acts, the second chapter of Acts. I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out here this afternoon and give us something that we can hold on to. You know, I thought about, I didn't know the saints. Most of you know Michael Goodwin, and he led us, I feel like he led us to the saints, and the Lord dealt with my soul, and I got saved. I didn't really understand all about the saints' teaching, or anything like that, but the Lord. I appreciate that. The Lord led us by His Spirit to Monarch Springs for the first year. And I want to tell this for the glory of God. And I came through the back there, and they were singing. You know, the congregation was singing. And you know what it sounded to me like? It sounded to me like angels. That's right. It sounded to me like angels. But I came on down. I didn't see no angels. But I came on down, and it was in the Spirit. It was really in the Spirit. You know, today, we need to be in the Spirit. I appreciate the Lord and appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out and to give us victory in our soul. So we want to turn to the second chapter of Acts, and the 38th verse is a very familiar scripture, but we want to bring it in a little deeper so we can get a hold of it. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Well, that's the first thing. When we recognize that we need to be saved, we need to repent. And it said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I appreciate how that, you know, we get saved. We repent of our sins that we've committed. But it seemed like, I want to tell my experience. I got saved. I thought I had everything. You know, the Lord gave me victory. He gave me things over the world that you know, I loved. I loved the world. Yeah. But you know, He gave me victory. Amen. Over self. He gave me victory over the world and all of that. And I thought, well, I guess I've got everything. But I didn't have. You know, this is the thing I feel like that is very necessary. You know, we can be saved. We can be saved. According to the Bible, we can be saved. But there is another step. We have that carnal nature in our lives, in our hearts. We've got the carnal nature in our heart. And I thought about how that, you know, Jesus wanted us to be holy. And He wants us, a holy is we're just holy, we're pure. And I thought about the scripture said, you know, be ye holy, for I am holy. Jesus is holy. We're going to have to be just like Jesus. You believe that? We must be like Jesus, who did no sin. He did no sin. That's right, isn't it? Neither was guile. Well, what's guile?
Deceit.
Do you see a lot of guile in the world today? Sure. There's a lot of deceit in this world today. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us. I want to turn to Hebrews, the sixth chapter. You pray for us. We surely have a real burden upon our hearts today. We love the truth. We want the world to know the truth. And it said here in the sixth chapter in the first verse, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. It said, let us go on to perfection. You know, perfect, I'm sure it means complete. We need a complete plan of salvation. That's what we need. We need a complete plan of salvation. Without a complete plan of salvation, we will be deceived. We will not make it because of the carnal nature and it grieves my heart. But it seemed like that it just came to me that some people believe that you don't eradicate the carnal nature. We do. We do. How does that scripture go? It says, purge out the old leaven. You know, the carnal nature will hinder us. It will. It will hinder us from getting the victory in our soul. That's right. It'll hinder us in every need. I remember when I got saved, I wasn't sanctified then, but I got saved, and I know it was the devil. He said, you're all right. You're all right. That's all you need. That's the enemy. That's right. But you know, there was another spirit, which is the Spirit of God, say, you need to get that carnal nature out of your heart. You need that. Because if you want to please the Lord, you must have that completely killed out. I'll say kill out. It must be killed out. If it's not killed out, you're going to have trouble. You know, the Bible says over here, I believe in Romans. I want to turn to Romans. Lord, help us today. You know, we need a genuine deliverance. We need the carnal nature purged out. That's right. We need the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. He will not come into our hearts. The Holy Spirit I'm talking about. He will not come into our hearts until this carnal nature is eradicated. Lord, help us. they can't work together. The carnal nature and the Spirit of the Lord cannot work together. It's contrary. But I want to read this. Lord help us today. There is there now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh. The flesh is carnal. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, the Lord is wanting you and I, this is where we can be a light to this old world, is for us to walk in the Spirit. That's the only way that the world can recognize that you've got something in your soul. It's when you are walking in the Spirit. But it said here, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Lord, help us today, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, in this body, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lord, help us today. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. You know the flesh. I thought about the flesh. What does a flesh reach after? The world? Pleasures of the world? Pardon? That's the flesh. But the Spirit, it is reaching after the things of God. Amen. That's right. And this is what we want. We want to be like God. Yes, and it will take a little time. I realize, you know, maybe to get to where the Lord wants you to get. If we're led, we need to be led by the Spirit. Not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. Lord, help us today. But it said here, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, now listen to what this is, carnal. That's what I was trying to explain. It says, for the carnal mind is death, that's spiritual death. It says, but to be spiritually minded is life, eternal life, and peace. Lord, help us today. Have we got peace? Lord, help us today. Because the carnal mind is enmity. Now, what is enmity?
It's an enemy. It's opposed to it. Opposed to God.
It isn't opposed. The carnal nature is opposed to God. That's right. Lord, help us. We don't want anything in our body to be against the Spirit of God. And it said here, listen what it said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject. Brother, we need to be subject to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit. Okay, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now, if we're not subject to the Spirit of the Lord is grieved. I believe that. I believe the Lord is grieved. Because, you know, our spirit and the spirit of the Holy Spirit should just be united. And this is when the Holy Spirit will give us power. You know, over there in Acts, I believe it's in it 1 and 8, where it said, ye shall receive power. See, that's what we need. Brethren, today we need power. Power over the world. Power over sin. Power over flesh. Power over everything that's unlike God. We need the power. Brother, if we don't have that power, I mean, we're going to be a little confused, a little mixed up, and don't know what to do. I was talking to a young man one time, and he said he didn't really understand sanctification. And I said, well, it's simple. You know, the Bible says the simplicity of the gospel. It's nothing confusing. We can get a hold of it if we desire it. Lord, help us today. But it's in here. Enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Then they that are in the flesh cannot, it didn't say can please the Lord, cannot please the Lord. Lord, help us today. It said, but ye are not in the flesh. Isn't that wonderful? But in the Spirit, we need to be in the Spirit. Lord, help us. You know, it grieves my heart, really, to hear that you don't have to get that carnal nature eradicated. I've heard it right amongst us. Sad. It needs to be eradicated. It needs to be died out. Because if it don't die out, you're going to have trouble. You're going to be confused. And finally, you're going to lose out with God. And maybe don't realize it. That's right. Lord, help us. Jesus died on the cross, and he brought forth the plan of God, a real plan of God. Not just halfway or anything, but it's a pure plan of God. He brought that. And if we are lowering the standard of the Bible, that is saying that we don't really believe that Jesus died for this plan of salvation. That's what we're saying. Lord, help us. I realize that it is a wonderful thing to be saved and to be sanctified. It's a wonderful thing. When we are, when all on the altar, how does that scripture go? Something about when we're all on the altar, then. Yes. Yeah, he'll send it. He won't, you know, the Lord, I thought about how the Lord, he wants a real example of a holy man and a holy woman where the world can look out and see no envy, no malice, no jealousy.
Amen.
I want my way. None of that. Lord, help us today. You know, I want, well, how can I say? I want to be in the real, genuine Church of God, which Christ purchased with his own blood. Lord, help us today. You know, I'm glad. You know, the enemy, I was talking to another individual, and he said, nobody is perfect but Jesus Christ. And so I told him, I said, well, I'm perfect. In other words, I'm complete. See, I've got the plan of salvation working in me, plus the Holy Spirit working in me. And I'm not bragging or nothing. You know, this is something I tell you today. Who was it? I think it was old Brother Crawley. When an old Brother Crawley said something about, how did he used to say that?
Mark the perfect man.
Mark the perfect man. But what did he say?
Look at me, I'm perfect.
He said, mark me. Mark me.
You looking for a perfect man? Here I am.
Lord, help us today. You know, Lord help us today. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You know, I never knew the saints, and I had two religions. And my mother had a religion, and my dad had a religion. Well, I'll just say they have a religion because they didn't really have a genuine salvation. But at the last, I can say that my mother, I appreciate that she did get saved. And I believe she got sanctified. And I believe she's in heaven rejoicing. But I thought about how that, you know, my mother didn't know nothing about the saints. And, you know, when I got saved, but my mother did say I never could understand that. I came in through the door there of the house, and she pointed at me, she said, something happened to you. Now, I don't know why she said it. I don't know if I look different or not. But you know, my mom, you know, she'd been a Methodist for I don't know how long. And so I start talking to her. She said, you think you know everything? And I said, no, I don't know everything, but I know we need to get saved, we need to get sanctified, and we need to live a holy life. But finally, She went to the altar. Oh, I was so glad. And Sister Abbott, Armelda Abbott, I know some of you know her, and maybe some of the young ones might not know her. But she dealt with her, and she told me afterwards. She said, your mother said she didn't have a thing. Well, that's good. She didn't have it. She had a profession, but she didn't have a thing. And so Sister Abbott, she said, well, she said, you can have something real in your soul. Well, she sort of explained how that Mom ought to do it, and Mom did. She repented. She asked the Lord to forgive her, you know, that she wanted to be saved, and she wanted to be a holy mother. And I believe she got, because, you know, she was an old woman, but yet gradually, you know, it takes a little while, you know, as you go along. But I believe she got saved, and my dad, he was a Baptist, and he remarried, which is wrong. But Lord, help us today. We want the carnal nature purged out of our life that we can receive the Holy Spirit. Over there it said you should receive power. This is what the Holy Spirit will give us. It'll give us power. Power over the world. Power over our desires. Give us power to serve God in that right and acceptable way. It is a wonderful thing. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Lord, help us today. 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians. It says, know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump? Purge out. It says purge out. The Holy Spirit is able to purge out the carnal nature, and he'll receive us. He'll enter into us. But it's in here, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, even as Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. But I thought about how that we need the carnal nature purged out. That's right. And if it's purged out, and the Holy Spirit come into our hearts, brother, we will have power. That's right. We will have power over the world, over the outward man. Over all the worldly pleasures. Lord, help us. You know, I don't think this is too close. Do you? This holy. Well, what does holy mean? I mean, what is a definition for holy? Undefiled. See, pure, undefiled. We, the inward man, is pure. The evil man is undefiled. The inward man will have unity. If you have the Holy Spirit and I've got the Holy Spirit, we are united. That's right. We are united. We're not divided. We'll all see things alike. In other words, you know, the world will draw your soul away from God. And that we don't need worldly things like, well, I'd say like television. You know, television is a ruination of our country. I believe it is. My mother, before she got saved, she had television, but it was her home in the house. And this is what that showed me, and that television is wrong. She told me that she was praying that the Lord would show her. Well, part of her house got burnt. And she said that she saw a hand, just a hand, an arm, grabbing her and pulling her out of that house. And you might not believe that, but that's what that's really what happened. And I told my mom, I said, what does that mean to you? What is the Lord showing you? And you know what she said? She said, He is showing me to get rid of that television. Lord help us. She'd been a Methodist all of her life, but finally got saved. And the Lord spoke to her. Can the Lord do that? And she got rid of it. You know, there's things I've heard people say, well, it's educational. Well, it might be educational for the world, but it's not educational for the saints or people that's trying to live for the Lord. Lord, help us today. It said ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I want to turn to St. John. Lord, help us today. Fourteenth chapter of St. John. It says, if you love me, 15th verse, yes. If you love me, do we love Jesus? If you love me, he says, keep my commandments. You know, we need power to keep the commandments of God. That's right. Lord, help us. And he said here, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You know, I want the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, to abide with me until I pass on. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world can't receive this. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. In this body. And he'll give us power over this body. Power to do the right thing. As we submit. As we yield. It said here, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Then I want to drop on down here, to about the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he, that's a Holy Spirit, shall teach you. Isn't that wonderful? He shall teach you. It said, teach you all things, everything that we need to know. Teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever have said unto you. The Holy Spirit. That's what we need. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, or if you seem like you are having trouble doing the right things, well, you need the Holy Spirit. He'll teach us. He'll guide us. He'll protect us. He'll care for us. But may the Lord help us today. Purge out the old leaven. The old carnal nature. Purge it out. That we might receive the Holy Spirit. That we might live holy and righteous. And godly, right here. Right here, where sin abounding on every side. We can have power over sin. The Holy Spirit, as he leads us, as we submit our lives to him, as we dedicate our lives to him, he will lead us. He will teach us. He will work with us in a very special way. I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out. I'd like to turn to Romans, the seventh chapter of Romans. Lord, help us today. And starting at the 22nd verse. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. Well, that was talking about the carnal nature. Bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Lord, help us today that we will be willing to let the Holy Spirit purge out the old carnal nature, that we might receive the Holy Spirit in our life, that we might have power over the world, over self, over sin, over everything that's not like God. I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out and to bless us. I'd like to turn one more and see First Corinthians, the third chapter, and the first verse. It says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, because it was carnal, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able. For ye are carnal, ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? That's what the carnal nature will do, walk as men, not as the Spirit of the Lord, but walk as men. I pray today, I pray the Lord, I pray that these few thoughts will help us to realize that we need that carnal nature purged out of our life. If we're saved, purged out of our life, that we might have the Spirit to come into our hearts and give us the power that we need to live holy in this world today. You pray for me. Amen.